Welcome back to the Travcess Podcast. We are your hosts, Kim and Aaron. We are healthcare travelers and the creators of Travcess, and we are back, quote unquote, home in West Virginia, back from a month in Patagonia, Chile, and Argentina. That's probably a noise you haven't heard in a long time. We do have our baby back in West Virginia with us. Mimi LaRue is present.
Slash piggy pie,
and we will get into all of that in this week's episode.
Flight crew, please prepare for departure.
Okay, so we're home.
Yeah.
And yes, you will hear Miss LaRue in the background. Of course, we hit go, like, record, and she hobbles over. She's grunting, snoring, sneezing, panting, sitting right next to us. Like,
she knows.
Like, mm-hmm. When we go on camera or start the podcast, like, she comes over and wants to be involved, but, like, make herself known.
Yeah.
With all of her noises.
Yep. It's typical.
Okay, so we'll get into getting Mimi LaRue back in a second, but I want to start by saying, because we're home back in West Virginia, and so we have, this is a side note, like, this happens every single time we host a trip or we're gone for a period of time. Like, we come back and I always feel so overwhelmed with all the things that we want to do that are on our list to do. Because when we're traveling or we're hosting a trip, everything else gets put on the back burner. And like, every time we leave for a trip, we're always like, okay, this is our plan. We're going to have this day. We can work on all of the things. And we always have the best intentions to keep up with everything. But for some reason, it never freaking works out, or we never actually follow through. So everything else just kind of goes cold. And then we come back. We're like, oh my God, we have so much to do. And it literally happens every single time. Like, we got to break the pattern.
Yeah. I don't really even know how though. Cause you know, I'm big on like evaluating and like looking at how we operated, what we did, where were windows that we could have, and like with Patagonia and stuff like that, there was no way to like break apart. Like, we're in refugios and and it's like, honestly, like you always say, we're totally immersed in our group and we're there to be the hosts and we're there.
I'm not talking about during a trip. I'm talking about like not during the hosting of a trip. I'm talking like, we already talked about this, I think, on the last episode, but how we just have to make sure that we have some days in between so that when the trip ends, we can catch up on our life.
Yeah.
Because that is the thing of like, you know, running a business and like, there's so many things that go on behind the scenes that require our attention. And right now it's just you and I. So if you and I are not present and you and I are not, you know, in the mix doing all the things, nobody is. And so then it's like we come back into quote unquote real life and we're like almost so overwhelmed. We're like, I don't even want to look at any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it's something we have to get better at. And I don't know how, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it is crazy though, because you look at, I don't know if you listening, you know, do this, but Kim and I will tend to do it and we'll look at phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, phase 4. And I remember just sitting in Argentina after we recorded our podcast and we were kind of talking about all the things we had coming up, and like Kim and I literally just finished the last thing that we had on our list. And I do think that, like, they always say hindsight is 20/20, but I do believe that you can learn a lot from hindsight and bringing those things into your awareness and actually focusing on them. The fact that like we felt really overwhelmed and like all the things that we had to do, we had to fly to Florida, we had to go to the bank, then we had to drive, then we had to, you know, we had the road trip, and then we picked up Mimi, and then we had to come here, and we had to buy a Jeep, and then we had to, like, we had all these things going on, and now we're sitting here on Friday,
that was the third
and
time,
it's
yeah.
done. And I think, like, learning, like, wow, look at when we, like, put our minds to it, things just happen, right? They work, and we do it smoothly, and it all felt very easy and, like, refreshing. Now, granted, it's not, like, things that we're excited about, but it's like we got it done.
Yeah.
And so you can look back and say, wow, we felt so overwhelmed, but look at where we are now.
Well, and that's kind of like the pep talk we had this morning, because, and I feel like we're kind of going all over the place. Like, I kind of, like, I wanted to say something which kind of led into this conversation. This morning was kind of where I was like, okay, I'm ready to get back into to my work and all the things that I want to do. And, you know, I start writing my list and I kind of get organized with everything, which helps. But also I started to feel a little anxious, not a little anxious, a lot anxious, which then I started snapping at Aaron, which I always, like, that's like, I start to feel overwhelmed and then I just get short and I get snappy. And you were like, okay, like, you always feel like this post-trip, getting into back into the groove, and take a deep breath and just know, like, this will, like, it's all going to get done. Everything's okay. Like, it's one thing at a time, just as it always does. Like, when we were leaving Argentina, we're like, oh my gosh, we have this gauntlet in front of us before we even get home to West Virginia. And now that's behind us. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm trying to remember, is just one thing at a time, and everything will continue. Like, we'll get things done. And it also made us realize we do need to get some help of just having one, like a VA, just to kind of help us with things, so that when we are away on these trips, that we are able to at least have someone in the background that can keep up with things, so we're not always coming back to what feels like chaos. Mm-hmm. But that's what I was saying, is like, kind of now that we're getting back into work, this month, the goal for this month is next week, I'll say Friday, what's the date? Friday the 26th, we're going to be launching Oaxaca.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that if that's something, a trip that you're interested in, which I'm really excited about.
And if it's not a trip that was ever on your radar, it should be.
It really
I
should.
Will tell you that, because this is one of those trips that I am so excited about. And a lot of people don't really know about Oaxaca, and I think it'll be that gym that everybody is like, wow, I never even knew of Oaxaca, and I am so glad I came.
Yeah, 100%. It's like the sleeping, what is it called? A sleeping horse? Or like, not the sleeping horse. The one that nobody roots for, but
the
ends up...
The underdog?
The underdog. But isn't there one that's like the black stallion? Like,
I don't know.
The black... What's... It's like...
The black sheep?
No, gosh. Yeah, the sleeper horse. Like nobody,
sleeper horse.
Yeah, like nobody is really rooting on that one, or it was unexpected, but it ends up winning the whole show. I do think Oaxaca will be like that, because it's such an awesome mm-hmm. trip and place and whatever. So we're excited about that. And then fine-tuning our Greece trip, which, by the way, if you're listening to this, while we were in Patagonia, we did have two people in the second Greece trip that unfortunately had to back out for their own reasons. So we had two spots open up. So if you're listening to that and you're interested, go ahead and email us at hello@imtravcess.com and I can give you more information. But I will be sending out stuff to our email list. So if you're on that, then I will send it out to everybody. But those two spots opened up, and those were coveted spots because they sold out in like so quick. So if you're interested, those spots, let us know. And then the last thing is our membership site. I feel like we've been talking about this, and then we got held up because of Google not approving it, or it took longer than we expected. So anyways, that is our goal for this month, is to do Oaxaca, to get Greece finished up, to launch our membership site. And then we're going to start planning New Zealand, which we're not launching New Zealand until June or July, but like it's going to take a long time for us to plan that. So that's kind of like the big things that need our attention that we're excited about. But also these things are a lot of work, a lot of effort. So anyways, those are kind of the updates of what you can expect coming from us this month as we kind of get back into everything.
Yeah.
Which I guess just kind of rolls over, and then we can finish up what we were just talking about, and then we can get into like getting home and that whole thing of going to Florida. But I was just gonna say, it's funny because we're talking about like getting back into our work and getting, you know, when we were leaving for the airport in Argentina, we were both like, oh my god, if we were right now flying to a new country, we're exhausted. Like, I don't want to go to a new country. I don't feel like exploring a new place. All I want is to go home and get into like my workout routine and work routine and food routine and just be in my own place and just grounded for a little bit. And so now it's funny that we're home and we were just like wanting routine so much. And we've been home for a couple of days, and it's like, It's so hard because it's almost like you don't want to come back to like quote unquote real life where we're like, oh, like let's just watch movies or let's just sleep in. And we're like, tomorrow, like we'll wake up, we'll work out, we'll, you know, get back into work and then, you know, back in normal life. And then we're like, oh, tomorrow, like let's start tomorrow. So it's like we've been craving it so much, but now I'm like, I don't know if I'm like ready to get back into quote unquote real life.
But I mean, we also have had so many things going on that is not real life. And I will say, I don't know why you were speaking, it kind of just, what is our big thing, like a definition of a miracle is a change in perception, right? And so like perception wise we always say we want to come home and get back into routine, but the way that I saw it was like, once I'm in these four walls of like what I consider home, I know recovery is coming, right? Like there's no more going out and searching for like, where do we want to eat? And like, where do we want to go? And we got to go to a hotel. And are they working on the hotel? Is it loud? Can we take a nap? Like, what do we, like, there's so many nuances that come with travel that it doesn't feel 100% relaxed, right? No. There's always something, right? That's got to go. And I think once I get home, I know the relaxation can start. And yeah. So therefore it's never like I want to come home and jump right into my routine. It's just a matter of like, I feel like I can start my recovery.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because I'm so grateful for this life we get to live. And like travel is something that we're both obsessed with. We love traveling and it's an incredible opportunity, right? And privilege to be able to travel, especially as much as we do, right? And I don't ever take that for granted. But there is a real thing, and we've talked about this before, but of like travel fatigue, right? Where, you know, and while I love going out to eat and trying new places and like, oh, where do you want to go? What do you want? Like, there's so much excitement that comes with travel when it comes to trying these new places and going out and, oh, let's try a coffee here. Let's go explore this neighborhood. It's why we love traveling, but it does get to a point where it becomes like fatigued of having to make those decisions where you're like, where do you want to go eat? Like, oh, I don't know. Where should we go? Like, you know, where you want to just be in your own home, your own kitchen, open the refrigerator, warm yourself up some soup, put on the coffee pot, make your own cup of coffee. And so it's that interesting contrast of, I love that part of traveling where it's go, go, go. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Let's explore these new places. Where are we getting our coffee? But then that wears out and I just want the simplicity of like eating an apple in like a peanut butter wrap for a lot, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to think about where we should go and what, like, how are we going to get there? Can we walk? Do we need an Uber? Like, it just, over time, it just becomes exhausting.
Totally. And I think that's why a lot of times, if you look at it, you and I always have returned to Bali when we don't want to come home.
Yeah.
Because that is the place where we would make lunch. We would make apples and peanut butter and jelly wraps and like have like chips and Pringles and I know you just made a face, but like,
I don't want that.
You get what I'm saying. Yeah. Like maybe you minus the Pringles, like, but you have your apple and your, but it was like, it actually was a form of comfort if we would have bought ourselves like a nice coffee pot.
I think it's right. It sounds so silly, but that is the thing that I crave and miss the most is waking up. That is my routine. I wake up and I pour myself a cup of coffee the way that I like it with my almond milk, cinnamon, and pumpkin spice. And I sit on the couch in silence and I fucking love every second of it. And so when we're traveling, it's like, yeah, I got to go downstairs and get the coffee or go get the espresso or go have to talk to people. And it's like a coffee pot can relieve so much.
Yeah. You pack.
It brings a lot of comfort.
You pack your pumpkin spice, like a big one, and a big cinnamon and maybe a cup.
Yeah, but we're not traveling around with a coffee pot.
Not a coffee pot, a cup and your cinnamon spice, and then we just get one.
Where? Okay.
Saying if we stayed long term somewhere.
Yeah. And I think that's what I'm saying is like, I don't want to stay long term somewhere. And I think that's where we kind of have like, you know, if you've been following us for a while, then you know that we, you know, set out to travel for an entire year. And like, that was with COVID, so we ended up having to come home. That was in 2020, and we ended up, obviously, the world shut down, and we had to come home. So we didn't even get to...
Then we tried it again.
To finish that year, and then we're like, okay, now we're going to go, and we tried again in, I think, 2021?
2021, in the backpacks.
The backpacks, and we went for 4 months?
3 months.
Three months. A little over 3 months. And then we were like, okay, we're ready to come home. And also, yeah, we had the things going on with the backpack, and that was a lot. And I'll say it's hard to work and travel. It just is. Like, it's challenging. You can do it, and we have done it, and we do it. But I will say, like, people who are, like, digital nomads, like...
But they're not there to travel and explore. They're there to work first.
Exactly.
And then their weekends is about exploring.
Exactly.
And it's a change in perception.
Well, right, yeah. But it is challenging to try to do both, because we're not just traveling for a year just to go and like, travel and just be... Like, it's a completely different type of experience, because we're also working. And so you're trying to, like... blend the two, and that can be tiring and overwhelming, which is what happened with the backpacks. Because we launched the backpacks, we had all these issues with Amazon trying to manage us. We're like, screw this, like, we need to just go home. Like, we need to, like, get home in a place that feels normal to us and, like, figure all this out. So that was that. So that was our second attempt. That was 3 months. And then I think the longest we've ever traveled is 5 months.
That was the last one we did when we left Peru and went to Bali.
Mm-hmm. And I it's interesting, because I think sometimes, like, what you think you want just kind of changes. Or maybe you think you want it, but then you do it and you realize, like, maybe it's not what you thought. And I think the more traveling we do, the more we realize that I love, 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 like, quick injections of travel. Like, we were gone 3 weeks. I thought that was perfect. Like, 3 weeks was amazing. And then after the 3 weeks, I was ready to come home. And so, I don't know, it's just interesting how that kind of changes, where I don't have any desire to travel the world for a year. Like, like 3 months is really kind of the max that I feel like we always hit our threshold.
But we're about to hit a 5 month, and that's the only reason I'm talking about this.
No, I know.
And, like, so mindset-wise, we got to figure something out, because we can't have how we felt at that three-week mark. Now, granted, Patagonia was a tough trip. It was a lot on the body. And, like, it was rough, right? But, like, we won't have all of the... I mean, we are hiking Everest, so...
That's kind of a big deal.
It's a big deal. So, but I'm just saying, we have to figure something out, because I can't feel the way I felt at the end of Patagonia and still have 3 or 4 trips to run.
So what Aaron's talking about is just, like, we have a big gauntlet coming up for our trips, and...
Exciting.
Of course it's exciting, and I think that's how I'm looking at it, is... I'm very excited, and if we do it the way that we think we're going to do it, it will be about 5 months, okay? We're not 100% sure yet, but that's kind of what it will either be 3 to 5 months. That's what we're looking at. And it's just the way that we plan these trips, right? And so I'm looking at it as I'm excited. It almost feels like our last hoorah, but I mean for that stretch of time. Moving forward in the years to come, we will not plan trips that will be a back-to-back kind of thing like that. Or we'll also have people helping us host trips. So it won't just be Aaron and I doing these back-to-back gauntlet stretches, because we know we get tired with them. So I'm like, okay, this is our last big gauntlet. And I want to enjoy every second of it, because I know after that, we're going to have some more stability, some more like... time at home, which is something that I'm really craving right now, is this nice mix of being gone and traveling, and but then being home for longer periods of time where we can enjoy and work and get into our routine, because that's also very, very important, because without that, nothing else works. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the time that leads and prepares us for everything else that we do out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anyways, I think I'm just looking at it from that perspective of wanting to enjoy every second of it, kind of knowing I don't, and who knows, anything can happen, and you and I can go back and forth on things all the time. Like, it's okay to change your mind, but at least right now I feel like I don't see us being like, let's take 6 months off and go travel
not,
the world.
Not
like,
for,
I feel like
no.
Not right now.
No, not at all. And I mean, there are a lot of countries that I want to get under my belt, but I mean, I think just doing short injections, like you said, a month here, a month there, we can cover multiple countries in that amount of time.
Yeah.
So, but
who knows?
No, we'll see. But yeah.
Anything can happen with us. Next week we're going to come on and say we're traveling for a year.
Yeah, like, totally.
That's how we feel right now. And we'll kind of just see how it goes, really.
Yeah, totally.
You know, figure it out as we go, as we always do.
Do you want to get into it?
About what?
Just kind of the road here.
Yeah. So is there anything else you want to say about any of that?
No, I think that just, I think that wraps it up. I like I said, we keep going back and forth. This isn't the first time Kim and I have had this conversation. We had it the entire time while we were in Argentina, just like, you know, Kim was saying, I like short injections. I want to like just do 3 weeks and done, and 3 weeks and done, and blah, blah, blah. And I think we just kept going back and forth because that's not what August through December looks like. Mm-hmm. And so it is already planned. There's no like, this isn't Kim and I just being like, oh, let's just go travel for fun. Like, we have a lot of things that we have to do. We have 4 trips in that mix. Like, and then we have our own personal trip that we wanted to do, which was Kim's Christmas present. And so trying to figure all of that out and go research a trip
in between
like that
for net,
we have to figure out how to rest, or else we're just gonna, shit's gonna fall off the hinges.
Yeah, it's not rest for me as much as it is like having routined work time and workout time and like normal food and stuff. That's what I get tired of. Like the constant eating out and that's the stuff where I'm like, okay, I just want to like have my normal stuff. That's what we have to figure out, because I think that's what I kind of struggle with the most of being, because again, going as an example, right? If you're like, I'm going to spend 3 weeks in Italy, and you were just like balls to the wall. Like we did that, right? We did that in 2021. And it was amazing. And it was like, we were there enjoying every second, and we were eating pasta every day, and we were drinking wine every day, and we were eating pizza, and we were trying everything. And it was
gelato.
Oh my God. It was incredible. And that's fun. But when you're thinking about being on the road for a long time, like you don't want to be in Italy for 2 months. Mm-mm. And eating that, like that would wear you out, where you're kind of like, okay, I just need some like fresh fish. And so, and I guess you could get that.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Okay. That's my example though. It's like, while that stuff is really fun at first, because you're like, this is amazing, over time, it does start to get older. You're like, okay, I just want some normal life things, you know? And that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, my thing is just basically, I would like to go to some local market and have 1 or 2 days worth of food that we don't have to go out for. Like, if I can just
have to go out every,
if I can just
food,
lay around, do what I need to do work wise, watch a movie, lay in bed, and have the food I need in my hotel room and never leave, like for a couple days, I'm great.
Yeah.
And then I'm reset and ready to go again.
Yeah. Anyways, that was a tangent. We weren't even planning on like talking about
That's what happens.
But anyways, stay tuned.
Stay
tuned. But okay, so coming back from Argentina, so I do want to say that, and we talked a little bit about this on our Instagram story, if you follow us over there at Kim and Aaron G, which PS, last time I checked, we are 3 away from 10,000 followers, which,
dude,
is really cool.
That's a big moment.
It's been a like, oh, now we're 4.
Okay. Oh, who was it? Put them on blast.
Bastards. But I talked about this a little bit. We, on the way home, so we talk a lot about like upgrading, right? Using our points or paying. And so we booked Delta Comfort Plus on the way home. And so, in order to upgrade into Delta One, which is their business class, it was what, like
$1,638 per person.
Per person. So it was like over $3,000. And we're like, dang, like, oh, it's so tempting, but that's ridiculous. That's way too much money. So we're not gonna spend $3,000. So then now Delta has a new level. So there's like economy, whatever. And then there's this like Comfort Plus, which is what we bought. Then there's this premium, Delta Premium Comfort, yeah, and then Delta One. So this Delta Premium Comfort is right underneath their business class. And so originally,
or when Delta One, it's their first class.
Yeah, that's what, it's their business class.
Yeah, ish.
What are you talking about? Delta One is their business class.
Yeah, first class, business class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Delta One's their business first class.
Well, because some airlines have first class and they have business class, which is still a laydown seat.
Yeah, they're first business. It's always mixed, whatever. It's the same thing. And so their premium, we looked at upgrading into that. And when we first looked, it was like $2,000.
It was $1,100 per person.
Okay. And we were like, that's ridiculous. So we said, no, I guess we'll just stay in our Delta Comfort or whatever. And then we looked again the day before, or the day of, actually. Mm-hmm. And they had lowered it down to
368 a person.
Yeah. So we're really like, okay, we've never done it before. They say the seats go back more and blah, and you get
you have a leg rest.
Yeah, leg rest. You get like different food, and so we're like, let's give it a try. I mean, that's not that expensive. Like, I feel like it could be worth it. So we upgraded, and I will say that it was definitely not worth it.
No.
And the reason is because, okay, for me, in order to sleep, I can't sleep sitting up. I have to lay down. So, like, what I always hope for is what we call poor man's business or first class, where, like, you have an extra middle, no one's in your middle seat, so I can, like, go up into the two seats because I sleep like that. And I have just a hard time reclining back. And so the middle, so there was nobody sitting in between us, but the way that the chairs were made, the middle console, it's like, didn't go up, right? So we had a middle seat.
Well, it was like a business class seat. It had like a hole where you hit your recline button, and it had the table, and it had like the remote and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but like the seat didn't even go back that far.
It did not.
It was ridiculous.
It did not recline. It probably reclined 2 degrees more.
Yeah.
Than normal. And so
I'm like, this is freaking
if it went back 5 more degrees, I could have rolled on my side and felt like I was kind of laying down.
Yeah.
With the leg rest, because it was like a recliner, you know, like, but the recliner didn't go back. It didn't even go back like a normal, like, recliner in a living room.
Yeah, it was silly.
Yeah.
It really didn't add that much. Like, so it was very comfortable to, like, watch a movie or read a book or something, yeah, but not for sleeping, okay? So, and then I will say, though, that the food was great.
Yeah, the service.
They bring you over, like, the white tablecloth and this and that, which they do in business class. So they try to make it, you have, like, glass, and they try to make it seem elevated with the food and stuff, which it did. But I ended up, it's funny, because, of course, this flight, there was nobody on this flight. Like, almost every single person had their own row. Which is just hilarious because we paid like $700 to upgrade.
Extra.
thinking this was going to be like awesome, and everyone had their own rows. So it kind of felt like business class everywhere because the plane was literally empty. So we should have just stayed in Comfort Plus and we could have had a row to ourselves. So I end up, so there was one completely empty row left back in Comfort Plus, and like after everybody kind of scattered and stuff. And so I asked the flight attendant, because I tried to sleep and I just couldn't. So I was like, hey, can I move back to that empty row? Which again was essentially a downgrade, I guess, if you will, because I was coming from premium. And she's like, yeah, if you're coming from premium, then you can go back there. So, excuse me, I go back there and like go to lay down. And another flight attendant comes over and she's like, oh, you can't lay here. You can't come back here. And I was like, oh, well, she told me I could. And so then that flight attendant comes over. She's like, oh, no, I told her it was fine. She's coming from premium. So I told her she could have this row. And she's like, oh, okay. I didn't know you were coming from up there. She's like, 25 people have asked to take this row. And we have said no to every single person. And so now I'm like getting in this row. I feel like everyone's like staring at me, giving me like the death stare because they had to say no. But I got it because of, so I guess it kind
of
worked out. Because of that upgrade, it basically bought, it was a 4 seats that were completely empty. So I could lay my whole body across. And so I got my pillows and my blankie and I took my Benadryl and I slept pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty nice.
Must be nice.
Okay. But Aaron was sick.
Yeah.
And he wasn't feeling well, which like kind of what I had where I was like super nauseous and I couldn't eat and stuff. And so he felt that way. And so I woke up at like 1 or something or 2 because we took off at I laid down at like 11.
Took off at 9:30.
Yeah, so I laid down at like 11. I came up there and I asked you if you wanted to go back there so that you could lay completely down in your seat. So I was trying to be nice.
It seemed a lot.
You literally had to walk to the plane to the seat. It was like a couple rows behind you to lay down.
Yeah.
So I did offer you that.
And I mean, I had slept a little bit, but I was throwing up, so I just didn't feel like moving. I was just like, it seemed like a lot. So yeah. I said no. And I mean, I slept some, didn't sleep. And that's the hard part. It's when you upgrade. You just, I felt like without knowing it that I was going to be able to recline a little bit more. And all I need is like a subtle recline. I mean, just a decent recline. But I hate to think that I'm getting into the like area where I can't sleep. I cannot sleep sitting up either.
You and, used to always be able to. Like you could always.
All of a sudden it's a new thing. Like I just cannot get comfortable. And I don't know what it is, but like the recirculated air and the cabin pressure, for some reason, every time I get on a plane now, it feels like I'm breathing fire. And like my nose hurts so bad every time I take a breath in. So I have to try to find, like, almost create a humidifier for myself with my blanket. Because the air, I need humidity.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's hard. It hurts to breathe every plane I'm on now.
That's weird.
Which is not fun.
Okay, well, we slept-ish, and then we landed in New York, and we had like a 7-hour layover, which was actually kind of nice because this was the first time that we ever were able to get into the Delta lounge, because in order to get into the Delta lounge, you have to have the American Express Platinum, which we have, but you also have to have a Delta ticket that's leaving. So usually we're there, but we don't have a Delta ticket out because it's, we're usually flying international, right? On like a different airline. So we got to go in, and OMG, it was so nice.
If you fly a Delta partner, though, you can.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If it's a Delta partner.
Okay. But they had good food, tons of room, which is actually nice. Because I know that they did really knock. Oh my God, I can't talk. They made it harder to get into the lounge. I know people weren't happy about it. But I will say that it was nice that it was there wasn't as many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the Centurion, all you have to do is have American Express Platinum. And it's so crowded. There's like nowhere to sit.
No, and it's amazing how many people have it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was like
more kind special.
A special card.
I guess it's not.
I mean, you have to have very good credit. And the fee is astronomical.
Yeah.
But if you know you get the card, the perks is you get the money back and what the perks
in
you
the
get.
Perks,
so
yeah.
It's perfect. But
so the Delta Lounge was super nice, and there were showers, and so we just hung out in there for like 7 hours. I was starting to feel a little bit better. You were starting to feel a little bit better.
Well, I slept on the floor at JFK for 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah. So we couldn't check into our flight because they said we had to wait like 5 hours. So we had an hour before we could check in. And there was no seats anywhere. So Aaron was so sick. He had been throwing up. Like, poor, he was just so sick. He was laying on the floor of JFK, just like, I was like, do you want to go downstairs? There was a Dunkin' Donuts, there was seats. He's like, I can't move. Like, I'm so comfortable in this little ball on the floor. So, and you were out.
Dude, I
like
was
a
gone.
Light.
I know. And it was a hard marble floor.
Yeah.
And like, it was cold though. So it like,
yeah.
Oh, I was gone.
But you felt better when you woke up.
Yeah.
You were like ready to go.
You got me Pepto and like,
yeah.
I took some Pepto. I had a Diet Dr. Pepper and just
like,
all I needed was that. It was like 2 hours of sleep you gave me.
Yeah.
Which was nice. I woke up and it was like 10. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. You're like, I feel amazing.
Yeah. Let's rock. Still couldn't eat though.
So yeah. And so then we flew to Florida. We flew into Jacksonville, and instead of coming back to West Virginia, and we did that for a couple of reasons. So we stayed at my sister's house for 2 nights, which was really nice. It's interesting because it was nice to be in Florida. We got to see everybody, right? We saw my sister and the kids and my mom and your mom and like your and Papa, and like we got to see most of everybody. And so that was really nice because it was an impromptu visit. We were not planning on going there. This wasn't like scheduled into our itinerary. It was a last minute decision. So we wouldn't have had that time to begin with. So it was kind of like this extra time we got to see everybody. But at the same time, we're both just like, I just want to be home. Mm-hmm. I just want to be in my own place. I don't feel like sleeping in my, you know, my nephew's tiny little bed and then be bouncing from house to house. Like, you just want to be in your own comfortable space. So while it was really nice, we both were like, oh my God, I'm so ready just to be in like my own place.
Well, and both like Kim's sister always makes it so nice for us.
She's
like,
the best.
The bathroom is spotless, smells like bleach. Like the room has new sheets. The air is on and cold. And like she goes out and buys me ice and makes sure that I have my iced coffee.
Yeah.
And so it's like cold all those brew. Little touches. And then my mom, my sister moved out of my mom's house. So she had an extra bedroom and she went and bought a new bed and like made it nice and cozy and it's dark and quiet, and it was just
it was nice.
Actually had nice places to go, which is really cool.
That felt really comfortable.
But we're still lugging in our suitcases.
You're like, living out of a suitcase, right? Which you're like, okay, I'm over this. But we went, and one of the main reasons was, well, I guess first, so we're getting an SBA loan, which is a small business loan, which is really cool because they're very hard to get, and your business has to reach certain criteria in order to be approved for this, because it's like a, it's not a government loan, but it's government backed. Yeah, it's a secured loan. And so in order to be approved, you require certain things. And so we got approved for it, which is really awesome because we wanted to use that to help pay some of the debts down that we have from our backpack.
Well, and a lot of this stuff, you know, Kim and I have been doing on our own. Like we've been funding it ourselves, now granted via credit card, because of a lot, like the backpacks just had tremendous amounts of expenditures going into that, and so we basically self-funded it, but on credit cards, which now we started to realize, like, we want to be able to expand and grow and do it on someone else's dime and then use the business money to pay that instead of like our own personal stuff. So we've finally gotten to a point where we're separating the two.
We're still paying for that because we have to pay the loan back, but it's strictly for our business. So anyways, that was like a huge thing and something we've been working on trying to get approved for.
Months.
And so it's a really, really cool thing and we're really excited about it. It'll be very helpful for us like moving forward. So we had to go to the bank to do paperwork and stuff.
They require a in-person like signing,
which happened to be the person that we were working with, which is again just was awesome because she works at the Durbin office, which is where my sister lives in Jacksonville, which is like such a small world, and in DeLand, which is where Aaron's mom lives, like right, you know. So I was like, weird, okay, that's awesome. And then she happened to be in the DeLand office on the day that we were going to go in and sign all the paperwork. So we were at his mom's, we scooted over, it was a 10-minute drive, did everything we needed for that. And then Aaron had Mimi LaRue. So we went back.
Aaron had Mimi LaRue?
Aaron's mom had Mimi LaRue. And so we rented a car so that we could take her back to West Virginia with us, which we went back and forth about because like we really want her and we want her to be here. But it's like hard with the amount of traveling we were doing is like, she's high maintenance now because she's older. And so to find a Rover, to find some, it just felt like she was in a better place just consistently being with your mom.
Yeah. And she was there 5 months. And it's like, I called my mom to tell her we were in Jacksonville. And the last thing she said was, I think it's good that she's going home to her mom and dad because she's not doing well. And like, she had been saying that Mimi's not doing well. And so that we were like, well, good, we're going to go get her. But like, we got to my mom's house and she's limping, she's not walking, like her poor little nose looked like it was falling off. Aww. But it's like she's got these keratin buildup on her nose and then she licks it and irritates it and she's just a mess.
Well, she's 14 years old and okay, well first, so it's like we were so excited just to get her back, you know, and like I genuinely miss her, right? She's our dog. We've had her whole life. And even though I know your mom takes the best care of her and Mimi loves your mom, it's like she's still our dog, right? And so making the decision of like, we're going to go and we're going to have her for the time that we're going to have her. But then we obviously know she's going to go back to Aaron's mom's when we're gone for that longer stretch at the end of the summer into the end of the year. But that will also be, again, one of our last stretches because I don't want to keep leaving her for such a long period of time. It's not fair. She's old. I don't know how much longer she has left now. And so anyway, so that was really cool. We didn't know how she was going to react, right? So we're like, it can go either way. She can be super excited. Like when we we were talking about how those videos on TikToks and stuff, like the owner walks in and the dog loses its mind and runs and jumps and is like barking.
Freaking out.
And like, Mimi doesn't do that. No. So, which we always like wanted her to, but we're like, will she remember us? Will she be excited? Is she going to be upset with us? Like, you just never know. And then we walked in and I got down. She was like under the table. And I was like, hi, Mimi. And she like started wagging her tail and she ran up to, or hobbled up to me. And then she was like in your arms and like you could tell she was so excited and she knew exactly who mm-hmm. we were, which is silly to think that they wouldn't. They're super yeah. intuitive.
Like, you just wonder if they just, their short-term memory, if they just kind of like, well, this is where I live now, you know, and I don't know if they're coming back. But then, you know, it's like we're in Argentina, and if you're ever in Argentina in Buenos Aires, one of the tours you have to do is the cemetery. It's like an above-ground mausoleum. Like, it's insane. Like, apparently it's like who's who of like people want to be buried there because it means you meant something in life. And there's only one dog buried there, and it was a girl who passed away in an avalanche and she never came home, and her dog just stopped eating and
killed himself
basically because she didn't come home. So we looked at each other like, oh no,
Mimi LaRue. Is that Mimi?
So they do know, obviously. And TikTok proved that too.
Yeah.
That they can remember. So she was...
No, but I know that. Like, you know. She's so intuitive. Like, and every time we've ever come home, she's always been excited. Like, you can feel, like, she knows us. She remembers us. And I think sometimes, like, at first, I think, like, she's a little annoyed with us or upset. But then she gets, like, she warms right back up. This time, she wasn't annoyed at all. Like, no. She was excited.
And it was funny, when we were leaving, Kim and I like to play little games to test those things. And...
We're so mean.
We packed up the suitcase to see if she even cared and put it in the car. And we just hear ta-tink, 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 ta-tink. And we just look in the doorway and she's sitting in the doorway like staring at us like, are you guys leaving again or are you coming to get me?
Yeah.
And we went back to get her. Her tail started wagging and her ears went back and her, like, basically her smile where she opens her mouth some. And so she was excited to go and get in the car and do another car ride.
She was coming with us. Yeah. Yeah, and it felt really good, and just to have her back, and she's not walking well, like, so she's older, and she has, you know, arthritis.
She got the arthritis. The doctor said, ooh, her knee's a little gritty.
So she's like hobbling around, she's not really walking well at all. So when we left her, I mean, she's slower, but she was still walking normal. Yeah. And then now it's been 5 months. She's not walking at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that was scary. And yeah. So you can just tell she's stiff and stuff. So we took her to the vet today. And that's when she said, oh my gosh, her knees are like so crunchy. And so they gave her arthritis shot. They gave her some pain meds. They gave her some inflammation stuff. So I think... she's going to feel much better. Also, like, Aaron and I keep her active mm-hmm. as much as we can. And it's so important. Not your mom's. She's not active at all. So I think mm-hmm. she just loses all mobility and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we make her walk, I mean, as much as she can.
Yeah.
I mean, even when we're coming in now, like, even though she's hobbling, it's like I want her to walk a little bit. So she's, like, moving. Yeah. So her joints get lubricated. Like, yeah. You know, they're just like us. They're resilient, right? If they're in the wild, they'd have to keep up or they're dead. And yeah. So, you know, just getting her back into that kind of motion, like, you know, more walking, more movement, mm-hmm. instead of just laying around all day.
Yeah.
So hopefully she'll be back.
We're getting her up and running. That was kind of like the last thing. Like, we had three really big things. So when we knew when we came back to the U.S., right? So it's like we were getting our SBA loan that we had to, like...
Yeah, we got a new Jeep.
We got the SBA loan. We got Mimi. We knew we needed to get her all fixed up, and then we had to get a new car.
God.
Which are three huge things to come home to.
Yeah.
And so we got our new Jeep because our engine blew up. Just no reason. No, they can't tell us what caused it. Which is really freaking unfortunate because it was a 2017, it had a little over 100,000 miles on it. Warranty ran out at 100,000. So it's just one of those really unfortunate things. And our Jeep was almost paid off, which
We had 1 year left.
We were so excited to get it paid off. We didn't want to have a car payment anymore. So it wasn't something we wanted to do.
No. Even the guy at the end, the financial guy, he's like, you guys excited about your Jeep?
Like,
and
no.
Kim and I both were like, no. And he like stopped and was like, is something wrong? And we're like, we didn't want to buy a new Jeep. Like, I didn't want to buy a new Jeep.
We weren't in the market. Now, because we went back and forth about whether we should fix the engine in old Jeep or get a new Jeep, right? So it would have been very, very expensive to fix this engine. Plus, it's also like, I don't know, you're driving a car with like this makeshift engine
in
it.
No, it's a brand new engine. Okay. You'd had to put a brand new engine in it, and it would have been over $11,000.
Okay, so that doesn't even make sense. Our Jeep's not even worth that much. But also because we wanted a 4x4. So our Jeep doesn't have 4x4 or four-wheel drive. And so that's something we knew we would want because our goal is to move to Colorado at some point. So we knew we would have to get a 4x4 at some point because the Jeep like is rear wheel or whatever
means. Yeah. Two-wheel drive rear, so which is horrible for any snow or weather or anything.
So we're like, okay, let's just get the new Jeep. We ended up getting it for a really good price. It's like, so it is what it is, but it's the exact same Jeep, except it's 4 years newer. So it's funny.
And I think it's lifted.
It feels like we're driving a Mack truck.
Yeah.
Like, it literally feels like we're in a semi, which I don't love.
It feels higher than the other Jeep.
But we've also been in a car for over a month because we rented a car in Patagonia and then
that's true.
From Florida. So I don't know if that's why, but it just feels really high. Like, I was following Aaron to the car, dropped the car off today, and I felt like I was like a Mack truck. What are those trucks that are lifted? What are those?
The monster trucks?
Monster truck. Like, literally behind you. Like, my tires were like rolling over you. I felt huge.
Yeah, I mean, even I sit in it and I'm
like that.
I feel very lifted.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of that, but I feel like maybe we're just adjusting to being back in like an SUV. But it's funny because it's only 4 years newer than our old Jeep, but it looks exactly the same. Exactly the same. Usually with cars, they change things every year. This is exactly.
So the body style, they did not change anything in the body style from the 2017s to the 21s.
Yeah. Well, ours is a 21.
Well, to the 23s. 20,
yeah.
The 24s they changed.
So it's funny because when you get a new car, you have that feeling of like, ooh, it's a new car. Like, it's exciting at first. You know, you're like, ooh, this is so cool. This is so nice. But it's exactly the same. So it doesn't feel like we got a new car. We're in the same one. It's just the engine works.
No, and if you're ever in West Virginia, that dealership was actually really awesome.
Yeah.
It was, what was it? Oh, my God. Dutch Miller.
Yeah.
Dutch Miller.
They were so great. Nice.
But it was funny because our car salesman was kind of giggling at us. I think he thought we were joking, but Kim and I were dead serious because we were looking for anything that made it feel like a new Jeep. And I was like, ooh, it has like blind spot detectors.
Which is cool.
And he was like, yeah, it makes you feel a little bit safe while you're driving. And I'm like, yeah, and like, look at the front panel. It's like wood grained with like, has a bigger screen. And,
yeah.
Oh, it has Uconnect. And like, we were just like trying
That's
to find.
You.
I know.
We're trying to find anything.
And it felt bigger. It felt like more room in there, and like it looked. The thing is it looks brand new. I mean, it's 27,000 miles. It was a lease, and it's a 2021. It's perfect condition.
Well, we really so apparently all these car companies are raising all of their prices.
So this is what our
car dealership guy was telling us about, and what was his name? Brady was telling us all about it. And so we really liked, there's the 2024, which we wouldn't have gotten, but we were like,
it was steel gray and black.
It was like the Altitude. So we always get the Jeep Grand Cherokee with the Altitude package, which is what we love because it's like that blacked out. And that's what we like. He had the audacity to bring us over this white Grand Cherokee. And we both like scoffed at it. I'm like, because he was basically showing us exactly what we could, money-wise, we could get.
To fit the payments that we had.
To fit the payments, yeah. And he brings that thing over, and I, like, wouldn't even look at it. I was like, please get this away. Like, this is the most hideous thing I've ever seen.
And it was literally, like, a two-carton smoker a day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, bro, God, no.
It was insulting.
Horrible.
It was insulting. So he was like, well, I have your exact same Jeep. just a 2021 version, it's going to be a little bit more, right? Because, oh, what they gave us for our trade-in was $1,000 because we are giving them a Jeep that doesn't work and they have to rebuild this whole engine.
Which we were super pinned, right? Because they had already done the work to see what was wrong with it. And Kim and I, from an integrity and karma point of view, could not drive that thing to a new dealership and be like, oh, it's just the gauges, they're off.
Yeah, no.
And like, can we get a trade-in value for this and maybe get more? That just didn't feel right.
Hell no.
And so
I don't. Yeah. And so we felt like whatever. And we're also on a time schedule because we don't have a car. No. We have one car. We need a freaking car. This is like the path of least resistance right now. We loved our Jeep so much. And they also said, you know, this could happen to any engine. Like, it can just happen sometimes. So what we're hoping is that it's just, unfortunately, that happened to our old Jeep, but moving forward, like, we'll have this Jeep forever,
well,
right?
Well, Kim said it's our Jeep reincarnated.
Yeah, like, I feel like this, the new Jeep is our old Jeep reincarnated. She's no longer with us because she needed to move on because she was too tired, but her spirit and her energy is in this Jeep. She just needed a new body because mm-hmm. her old body was tired. Mm-hmm. So she's ready for the adventure. She's like, I got you guys. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I got a new body.
Yeah.
Let's freaking go.
She's lifted.
She's got good energy.
Ready to go.
But what I was saying is we were looking at the 2024s and we really, really love them. They were so beautiful. So beautiful. And it looked new. It looked totally different.
New.
But he said he can't even sell them because they're $50,000.
Starting.
$50,000.
Yeah.
And which he said they up their prices 88%.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I can't even sell these because it's insane. Like how much. So a brand new Grand Cherokee, like when we bought it, which I guess ours wasn't brand new, but it, like 30.
In the 30s.
Yeah.
They went up $10,000.
So basically. $50,000?
Yeah.
That's just crazy. And we were like, oh, I want it so bad. But like, that's ridiculous.
What was funny was we saw the price, but what we didn't realize, we were looking at the base mm-hmm. price, and it was 40. And Kim and I are like, this is 40? Like, let's just get this. And she's like, oh, we can't be an asshole. And he's already worked up the paperwork. And I'm like, he wouldn't care. That's more for him. Like, let's get this. And then I looked down the page, and in little print, it said, $51,000
yeah,
for the car. And we're like, oh my dear God.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not paying $51,000 for a brand new Jeep Cherokee that's going to depreciate like $7,000-$8,000 off the lot.
Well, no. And the fact that we had to also roll over what we owed on our Jeep.
Yeah.
So we're going to have this thing forever. We're going to run this thing into the ground. We're going to off quick.
Hopefully we will pay it off before we run it into the ground.
No, that's my goal, is I want to get our car, like that was our goal with this Jeep. Like, we want to have no car payment. And so my goal is to be able to, yeah, get that paid off as quickly as we can so that we don't have a heavy payment and we're not paying all that interest. Anyways, so that's kind of the saga. And now we're home, and Aaron goes back to work on Monday.
Yeah, I actually was driving by the hospital today, and I was like, you know, I'm kind of ready to get in.
Really? I don't think I've ever heard you say that before.
I mean, I'm not. I wish I could stay home and work on all the things we have to work on, but it's like I'm here, and that's pretty much the only reason we are here.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, like, it'll kind of be nice to get in there and do some cases, maybe for like a day or two, and then I'll probably be back to like get me out of here.
Well, I mean, I think
but we have a new traveler,
attitude. Yeah.
And I saw the schedule today, and the new traveler gets off on Mondays, and so she works Tuesday through Friday, which is cool. And then I work Monday through Thursday, and so with four of us there, it's a good gap.
Awesome.
And then she's got one of the guys working in CT one day a week, so it feels like they've got it down.
Yeah.
So there'll be three of us working, which is a nice.
That's amazing.
Flow.
Yeah. Well, and plus, like, having somebody new and, like, having another, it always just, it feels different.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know that this is, you know, your last stint here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and you like everybody. So, you know, so I feel like it's such a good gig for where we're at right now, you know, for
totally.
The hospital. So, yeah.
Yep, that's it.
So that's the story, folks. We'll be back next week. We're going to be bringing back the Tuesday travel tips, whatever,
yeah,
healthcare travel tips. We just got to, like, you know, get our shit together over here.
Yeah, we ran. We got to redo our topics.
Yeah.
So if you have any topics you'd like to hear about, please email us or DM us at Kim and Aaron G on Instagram, and we're gonna get back on that. So
yeah,
I'll go back through our group and find some topics.
Okay, that sounds great. All right, guys, we will see you later out there in the world.
Yep, we're gonna go watch some movies.
No. See, we were supposed to work for the rest of the day, but now we're both
we're gonna order DoorDash and watch some movies.
It is 4 o'clock, so I feel like my mojo is just completely kaputed.
Yeah, time for bed.
And some snacks.
What snacks?
Those.
We don't have any snacks.
Go get me some snacks.
Okay. All right, we're out.
Bye.
Bye.